Vietnamese banh mi is now bar food. Spring rolls are a festival snack, and many neighborhoods across the city have not just their own outpost for pho, but competing options. It's never been easier to find Vietnamese food in New Orleans. And yet, for the past year plus, I've heard audible yearning for the return of one particular Vietnamese restaurant, Pho Ta Bay. Out of circulation since early 2015, the restaurant recently reopened downtown at an old, now new again location on Tulane Avenue, right across from the haunted hulk of the old Charity Hospital. The menu here is familiar enough for people who love Vietnamese food. Restorative pho, light, fresh rice noodle bowls, spring rolls, and French drip coffee swirling with condensed milk and humming with caffeine. Pho Ta Bay has always done these standards well, with a special depth to the broth in particular. But there was something else behind the response to this place from the New Orleans noodle-slurping public, and I suspect it has to do with Pho Ta Bay's own role in the city's infatuation with Vietnamese food. This is a family business with roots back in Vietnam, one that through the interweaving of personal stories and geopolitical history ended up transplanted to a dreary Gretna strip mall in the shadow of the West Bank Expressway. From here it grew, and before Hurricane Katrina struck, there were four locations of Pho Ta Bay around town. One of them was this spot on Tulane Avenue, and on any given day back then, the clientele was a color-coded collection of medical scrubs as people working at Charity and other hospitals poured in for a quick lunch. None of those restaurants were big, but together their impact was outsized. They spread easy access to pho and banh mi and all the rest beyond the early enclaves of the local Vietnamese community. Back then, Pho Ta Bay's reputation grew by word of mouth, not via links or search engines, and its flavors could be a major revelation. Avid New Orleans eaters got hooked. They returned with friends in tow, eager to show them this fascinating cuisine they discovered. And in the steam rising from bowls of soup, you could practically see the curtain lifting on powerful new cravings. You don't forget your first love, and when it comes to Vietnamese food, for many of us, that was Pho Ta Bay. After Katrina, only the original Gretna restaurant reopened, and last year, this closed as the property was razed to make way for a Walmart. The family still had the old Tulane Avenue building, however, and this is where Pho Ta Bay is starting over again. Much has changed in the decades since the restaurant's first stint here. Charity Hospital remains empty. Just down the street, food trucks line up to form a veritable food court on the weekdays. And of course, Vietnamese food is everywhere, with a clutch of new Vietnamese restaurants now open downtown, too. But I wouldn't bet on any of that dampening the reception of a return Pho Ta Bay. Not with the feelings I've heard people share for the place. As it turns out, flavor isn't the only thing that runs deep here. Learn more at wwno.org.